If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you serious?
There are plenty of ways to kill an hour out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. I'm Marcus Bronzy.
And I'm Nick Bry.
Nick Bry. Don't forget, you can check out everything we talk about on the show at howtokillanhour.com/blog. There's also a very similar website people can go to listen to How to Kill an Hour, Nick. Would you like to let us know what that website is?
Yep, it's www.pornhub.com. No, not really. It's not that one. You can get it on Mixcloud now. That's where you can.
Yes.
That's where you can get us. Is there another one that I was meant to say? You looked surprised when I said Mixcloud.
You know what? I'm not surprised. I'm just happy that you're so on brand and on point, Nick, that you pointed out the fact that we're on Mixcloud, even though we've only been on there for 4 days.
Yep.
Yeah, all of the shows on How to Kill an Hour are available on Mixcloud.
We're growing it. You know, I'd like to take this moment to say thank you to my family, to God. That's about it. Just my family and God.
For graduating to Mixcloud.
God is my family, actually. So.
Well, technically, if you are Christian, technically, yeah.
No, it's because I'm Jesus.
So, you can listen to us on Mixcloud. All the links to all of the ways you can listen to us are available at howtokillanhour.com. A couple shouts out. Hello to Mark, VibeZ UK, Roger James Hamilton, and Gentleman's Goods. They're another blog, you know, Gentleman's Goods. They guess what sort of stuff they blog about, Nick?
It sounds like they blog about stuff that's in your underpants. Gentleman's Goods, you know?
It's not. It could be, yeah, it could be underwear.
I mean, like cock and balls, but yeah, underwear, like, could all equally be that as well.
Or it could be bollocks. Yeah. No, it's not bollocks. It's, they talk about kind of like, I feel like they're like How to Kill an Hour's older brother. Like, after you've like finished messing around with How to Kill an Hour and you want to be a little bit more adult and sensible, but do similar things, but do them in a sensible way, Gentleman's Goods is the way to go.
Okay. So it's like grown up tech.
Yeah, a bit of tech. Got a bit of like whiskey drinking on the website at the moment. We're getting paid nothing for this advertisement, by the way. But shout out to the guys from Gentleman's Goods.
Yeah, we're expecting an equally as glowing a bit of promotion on your next pod.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be great. Also, can I just say before we move on?
No.
I'm going to anyway.
Yeah, go on.
I think that the name Roger is chronically underrated now and underused. It's a great name.
For sex or for someone?
Well, Roger wanted a shout out. So, yeah. You know, I just think it's a... Well, for sex as well. Like, you know, people used to say, who's that? Who's the unprofessional? I think it's me, you know. I think it's me. Yo, we'll keep that in just to prove that...
We do this live.
Well, we got friends as well. People are actually texting me. It's still me. It's not even near it.
Your phone's blowing up today.
Is it you, Bill?
Nah.
It's totally you.
All right, I'm on aeroplane mode. Dedicated to the cause.
I can't put on airplane mode because, you know, like, my girl's pregnant. No, not really. I just don't like airplane mode unless I'm on an airplane.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
so Rogering.
Yeah. Like, you know, fancy a rather good Rogering. I think it's, like, underrated, isn't it? Like, people should bring that back. I mean, it's not really roadman talk, but...
I like words that make sex sound fun and, like a giggly thing.
So
instead of like things that are like hard.
So you don't like, I'd smash her. That's not really your thing.
Nah, like, yeah, smash it in.
Yeah,
like, nah, man.
So you
want you want a bit of rumpy pumpy. That's
rumpy,
what you want.
Rumpy pumpy.
A bit of rumpy pumpy.
Marcus is a sensual lover. That's what it is.
Bit of Bob. Bit of Bob's your uncle. Bit of,
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah. What's bit another one?
As your father.
Yeah. A bit of
old school.
Hobbada hobbada. That sort of stuff. That's what I'm into, man. So shout out to all the Rogers out there. I hope you're Rogering and not smashing indoors.
Yeah.
Back for another few episodes, Nick. How you been killing time recently? And please don't, like you did last time, move away from something that's a big part of your life right now. Because if anyone's going to get bored of it, I'm going to get bored of it first. How have you been killing time recently? I'm not going to be surprised or upset if it's a very similar thing to what you've been doing recently.
I have no idea what you're on about. Surely you're not talking about the London Marathon that I'm running on the 23rd of April, are you? The thing that I spoke about for like hours last time we did it.
Come on, man. What's the update, man? It's a big thing. You're running a long distance. You're doing
26.2
right,
miles.
Exactly. Doing it for the right causes. How far out are we from the actual marathon itself?
Well, it's the 23rd of April is the actual marathon date.
Right, right.
So not that far at all, really. But on Sunday, so at the time of recording this, it is a Tuesday now. It's Tuesday, right? Not Monday. Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah. So on Sunday, I had to... You can edit that. I'll keep it in. It's up to you. You can have that one for free.
Yeah.
On Sunday, yeah, I had... why is producer Bill shaking his head? He loves it.
He's going on like he doesn't burp.
Yeah.
You burp, natural. Don't you?
I just thought it was funny.
It's natural, yeah. Man.
It was a funny head shake.
Right, Bob's Sunday.
Your uncle. Yeah. Let's, Sunday.
How many times am I going to say Sunday? 2 days ago, I...
What day was that?
I think it was Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday?
It was day sun.
Sunday?
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
Well, I was at a training day for right. this London Marathon for the charity that I'm running for, Heads Together. They put together a training day and I was there with Adele Roberts from BBC Radio 1 because she's also running it as well. And we had to like train with these professional kind of runners and kind of do this really, really hard running session, which was basically like 85%. So you have to run at 85%, as in like 85% hardness, difficulty, if that makes sense.
Okay.
For 4 minutes. And then I think it might have been a 60-second rest, but it felt like 20 seconds. Then another 4 minutes and 60-second rest, then another 4 minutes.
How many times did you do that?
Three times. It was mad hard. But that's not the point I want to make. The point I want to make is, once again, my friends, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry rolled through, you know?
Oh, so what? Did they recognise you now? Was it like... Because last time, you were very familiar because you know who they are, right?
Yeah.
But you told me you connected with Harry.
Yeah.
And what was he like? Was that right, Nick?
I said to Harry, the first thing I said to him when I saw him, none of that Your Highness stuff. Because I genuinely... And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, of course, because they're the royals. I don't want to commit treason on How to Kill an Hour. But I don't think they're that into all of that. Like I said last time, the young ones, I don't think they're that into all of that Game of Thrones style, Your Highness, like Your Grace, all of that. Like Harry, I just said, good to see you again, Harry. And he was like, good to see you again, Nick. Straight away, straight in, chat. Everything was cool.
So what did you talk about this time with you know, some of the royal family, the brother of the future king?
Well, basically how it worked is that they came down because we were running relays, 50 meter relays, and there was three teams.
Yeah.
So each of the royals was in a team.
Right.
I was in Prince Harry's team.
Yeah.
And then there was obviously Prince William's team and then the Duchess of Cambridge. So Kate, she had a team as well.
Catherine, yeah.
Yeah, Catherine, if you want to use the full name, but I'm cool with her now. That's what I keep trying to tell you. I'm cool with them. Wills, Hazza, and Kate. In fact, just Wills. I call Harry H. What's going on, H?
Really?
Right. No, not really.
All right. I'd like you to level...
Next time.
How many meetings till we get to that? So, what's that, H?
Next time, I'm going for it. Third meeting, it will be next time. And I think that's enough. It's like the 3-date rule.
Who can tell you not to, though? Like, that's what I mean. Go for it, Nick.
Well, that's the thing, because this time, before they came out, there was kind of like an advisor-type guy there.
Yeah.
Real nice guy in that. But he like, rolled over to us and he's like, you know, he didn't, like... Because I thought that he was going to, like, tell us what we can and can't say.
Yeah.
Because last time, there was none of that. Last time, it was literally like we just met them and there was no pre-briefing or whatever. This time, he just... The guy just said... just have a conversation kind of thing. He was just like, just chat to them about, you know, what it is you've been up to since the last time you saw them, blah blah blah. He didn't say you can only say this, you can't ask them this, blah blah blah. He was just cool. But something that I did learn is that you can't take a selfie with them. Like you're I think, and this is me guessing, I think they're not allowed to do selfies.
Right.
Because there was loads of people there who were on the training day who wanted to take selfies with them and were like, oh, can we have a selfie? Can we have a selfie? And they were like, oh, no, I'm really sorry, we can't. But just give the camera to the advisor man who was with them. I can't remember his name, but just give the camera to Dave and he'll take the picture. So, like, people can have pictures with them. Like, they don't turn down the picture. Like, they'll take the picture, but they're just not allowed to do selfies. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because, like, I don't know, like, the person who's taking the picture can pre-approve it. Do you know what I mean? Like, they can take the picture, see what it looks like, make sure there's no one in the background doing anything stupid or, like, I don't know, holding up banners or whatever, like, and then they give the phone back.
Maybe it's because selfies aren't really...
regal.
They're not very regal, innit? You don't really want like a picture with like Prince Harry like doing a peace sign, like a reverse two fingers up, like with his tongue out. Ah! You don't want him in a photo like that.
Yeah, but I got him to do the one arda pose.
Did you ask him to do that?
Well, basically it's transpired that's the pose he's doing, but I actually got him to do that because when we was in the relays, we won.
Okay.
So I was like, number one, and then he just done it, and I'm like, one arda. No. Man's holding the finger up. Yes, bruv. Prince Harry's like, one arda, bruv.
Yes.
So, yeah, basically, we ran in the relays. We won. Prince Harry went for it. Before we raced, I said to him, because I was in a team with Ewan Thomas as well, the former 400-meter athlete,
yeah.
And also in the other team, the marathon world record holder, Paula Radcliffe. So we had stiff competition. I was like, you know, we got... And Ewan Thomas kept telling us, I'm injured, man. Like, I've got a little injury, calf injury, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, can we sub you out? That's what I said to him. He's like the former athlete. I was like, bruv, can we sub you out? Because I really want to win. Like,
so but, was Paula Radcliffe on another team?
She was on another team, yeah.
Paula, is she the one that had that incident that where she had to make a quick pit stop live?
A shit stop.
Which I still rate her for, because she was dedicated to the cause. Yeah, she was a professional athlete. She had a cramp or whatever. She needed to.
What?
A little bit of cramp.
A cramp.
No. Didn't she have cramps from the extra tension that was being from withholding what she needed to let out, and she let it off at the side of the road and kept it moving.
Maybe. I mean,
I'd do that. Are you? Come on, this could happen. You're halfway through the marathon. You need a shit. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, the difference is I'm not an elite athlete who's trying to like win or break the world record. So I'll probably just find the public toilet and go for a shit.
Okay, fair.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to soil my pants if that's what you're asking me. Like, oh, I've got to get under 4 hours.
a bit of warmth.
Nah, sod that, mate.
So you're having fun with the training?
Yeah, the training's fun. But before we move off of the royal thing, the nugget that I'll give you is when Harry stepped up, I was like, I'm serious. I want to win. And Harry was like, I want to win as well. I can't let William beat me. That's what he said. And I was like, good, we're on the same page. And then he said, and also, he runs like Phoebe from Friends. That's what Harry said to me. So two things that I love about that. He wanted to beat William and he's bantering him hard.
Yes.
Secondly, he watches Friends. Of course. It's just mad, isn't it?
Of course.
I bet like Lisa Kudrow, who plays Phoebe.
Yeah.
If she heard that or heard me tell that story, she'd be gassed.
She would, you know.
Yeah, Prince Harry. Like, and this is the thing. Like, I forget when I'm meeting Harry, William, and Kate. Like, every single thing that they do or go to is news. There was bare journos there when, like, it was like my girlfriend sent me some screenshots of like Sky News, and she's in France. Like, Sky News were like showing it live, and I'm just there in the background chatting breeze to Prince Harry. Like, journalists everywhere they go, there's journalists, there's news. Like, so it's crazy. Like, I reckon anyone globally would be gassed if like Prince William or Prince Harry said that they liked their work. So Lisa Kudrow would probably be like, yeah.
That's a sign off. That's a sign off and a half. Oh, wicked, man. And how's the training going for you, like, personally? Like I said, you're having a bit of fun like that. So that obviously helps with the training, I presume. What about the day-to-day now? Where are we at now with the daily runs, the weekly mileage? Because from what I remember, you told me it's getting longer and longer.
Yeah, but like I'm getting lazier and lazier, innit? Like,
what do you mean?
Just I just haven't really upped it yet. Like I should, I want to up it to the furthest I've run in one run is like 9 miles at the moment. But like when it comes round to the marathon, in your long run, you should be running 20 miles. But I don't think I'm ever going to get up to 20 miles because it's just too, like, it's too much of your day to give up. Like, for me to get 20 miles, I've got to be out on road for, like, probably 3-4 hours just, like, running, you know what I mean? And it's that's just too long. I don't want to give up 4 hours of, like, chilling time. So what I'm doing is I'm probably going to build it up to 15, 16, 17 miles and then, like, that'll be my longest run and then I'll do the 26.2 on marathon day. Like I said, I'm not setting myself a mad time to get. And this is the thing. If you want to get an amazing time, if you want to run under 3 hours, if you want to run, which is good, you know what I mean? If you want to run under 3 hours, that's when you need to start going. And I'm not mugging it at all by saying this. Like
I'm with you.
You still have to like train and you can't just like turn up on the day. But if you don't care about getting kind of like under 3 hours, then you don't have to do a long run of 20 miles and you don't have to do like crazy hard training. You know, just make sure you're running and you're fit. And that's what I'm doing.
Well, I rate that, bruv. Like, rather you than me. And I know you're doing it for charity, but I don't even know if I've got it in me to train that much. I could do something else. I don't know if I could do running like that, man.
I seen Marcus runs on Instagram.
You also spoilt the illusion behind my arms, Nick. Cheers for that, bruv. At the Nintendo event.
Oh, yeah.
That Instagram picture that was getting love on my Instagram. Nick broke it down in about 20 seconds. Good lighting, mate.
Did I comment on it?
No, you let me off, but some smart ass that listened to the podcast that's in this room might have commented with the comment that you were going to comment.
Okay, so he stole my thunder.
Yeah, he did. But anyway, Nick, right, I'm glad to hear that you're smashing it, mate. And I'm down for supporting you, bruv. If you need any help, if you need someone on a bicycle shouting, run a bit further, come on, you fat lazy. Like, if you need someone like that, I can do that for you.
Funnily enough, it's not high up on the agenda of things I want on the day. But if that changes, you are the guy that I'm going to come to.
Funnily enough, it's quite high on my agenda.
You're just going to show up on the day.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I will. I'll show up and support with a big Nick Bright banner. I don't know what I'm going to write underneath it. Nick Bright, you're all right.
I'll be crawling, mate. I'll be crawling on the day.
You'll smash it, man. You'll smash it.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So anyway, Nick Bright, WhatsApp, you use it?
I do use WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Mainly to chat to you. I would say you're the main person I chat to on WhatsApp because I message my girlfriend.
I message your preference. Is that your preference like, of messaging?
WhatsApp only really comes into play for me when it's crossing the party lines, as in like I'm chatting to someone on a Samsung. If someone's got an iPhone,
right.
I'm just like, why can't we use iMessage?
All right. What about for like group chats when someone's having a bit of a roasting or something like that?
I hate group chats, bruv. I'm not even in any group chats.
Like, what is that?
Actually, I'm in one. I'm in the Radio 1 Extra group chat, and it does go down in there sometimes, but I'm a watcher more than a contributor.
Okay. You're an observer.
Yeah, I'm just like in there, voyeur, watching all it. The things.
So you're actually lolling, not pressing the emoji with the things. You're actually going, ha.
Yeah. Lol,
ha.
Yeah, yeah, but like, I'll always add, like, if someone gets promoted or does something cool, I'll just write in a little congrats.
Hey.
And then just step back out.
Keeping it professional.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to show love for people as well. But like,
definitely.
But in terms of like being one of the main guys in the group, nah. And because I know that WhatsApp groups are massive, but it's just mad annoying when your phone's just like, it's like, shut up, will ya?
You can mute them for a week, or I like to, a year.
That's
the best thing. Yeah, you can mute for like an hour a week or a year or something like that.
Can you imagine? Like, yeah. I'll get back to you in a year.
Yeah, mute you for a year. But anyway, on WhatsApp, they're testing a new feature, Nick, which this might get you on WhatsApp and you, the listener, as well, where you can delete a message sent to a recipient before they have read it. So I could send you a message potentially and delete it before you have read it.
Is that on now? Is that already a thing?
They're testing it. So additionally, it will come with an edit feature as well. So because I'm terrible, I'll be like, Nick, do you want to meet up on Tuesday? And I'll be like, oh, sorry, Tuesday, asterisk like that. But instead, now you can edit messages before someone sees them. They're saying it's in beta at the moment. There's no official word on when this is going to get launched. Furthermore, though, they've got a feature which allows users to send their friends their location while they're moving across a 1, 2, or 5 minute period. That's good as well. But first things first, though, the edit feature, I'm down for, because I'm a terrible speller. I mean, is this tempting you into the WhatsApp world at all?
Like I said, I do use WhatsApp, but just not like, I've got it on my phone and like I use it. I'm just not like an avid user.
Okay.
But that is a good feature. Because it will save me, you know, like in iMessage, basically when you fuck up, like you have to send another message with a little star and the correct spelling.
Yeah.
You can get rid of that. Although, is it quick to edit, or is it just quicker to do the message with the star?
It would have to be quick to edit. You'd have to be able to go into the message and edit quicker than it would be with the star. You're right. They're also allowing you to show each other your locations, which I think is good. Like if me and Nick are trying to meet up, like today I walked past you in my own area. Because I got lost.
You can do that already on iMessage, though, right? I don't mean to be an advocate for iMessage here. Like, I'm not trying to start no beef, but like, you can send someone your location. Is that what you mean?
But
like,
your location as you move. So for 5 minutes, you can see me as I move.
Yeah, I think they do that on iMessage, right? Let me. I've got my phone in my hand right now. Let me go to Marcus Bronzy. There he is. Found him. Let me go to share my location. Yeah, share for 1 hour, share until end of day, share indefinitely. I mean, I don't want to share indefinitely with you.
Nah, like, press the bottom one. I want to know where you
share
are.
Share indefinitely.
I want to know where you
times.
Are at all times. I'll be like, Nick, where you up to? Just at home chilling.
Do you know what the mad thing is about this, though? Because I didn't know this either, because I don't share my location with anyone.
Yeah.
Like, if you have got like an untrusting partner, a partner who doesn't trust you, when you're in the shower and your phone's unlocked, your partner can just go into this setting and just click on share indefinitely. Like if I click that, right, let me click share indefinitely on your thing now.
And how do you turn that off?
Right. Share my location disabled. Oh, I've got to turn it on.
Have you got your location settings off?
Right. I've turned it on. Let me go back into messages. You started sharing your location with Marcus Bronzy today. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Does that disappear? Because if that... Right, okay, there's a little thing. It says you started sharing your location with Marcus Bronzy. So, like, they could see that, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you see my location now?
It's what? Not saying anything. 1 second, let me go to
send
Nick
Brett. Send a message. See what it says.
Sorry if this is...
I'm sending you a message. No, we're doing it live. We're doing the thing live. This is organic. People love it.
A lot of forward 15 pressing going on right now until we get there. Right, I ain't got this message. Oh, wait. Nick Bright started sharing location with you. Do you want to share yours? No. Well,
that's so out of order.
All right. I'll give you an hour.
I've given you an indefinite.
Yeah, you know.
Just goes to show how much you put into the relationship compared to me. Marcus's location. Here we go. I've clicked on it. Location not available. Good. That's working.
Why
isn't
is it not? And for you, it's locating you right now.
What's it saying?
Oh shit! You're right. It's showing you here at How to Kill an Hour offices.
Mine ain't working for you. Mine is. It just says location not available. I think it does say locating.
I need to turn on the setting in the app.
Right. Let me turn this off anyway.
All right. Cool. So yeah, it does work. All right. Well, iPhone does it as well. So WhatsApp want to do it as well. If you're an avid WhatsApp user, so that would be good for interphone situations then, like you said, between Samsung and Apple.
Yeah.
Très intéressant. Well, that brings this episode of How to Kill an Hour to a close, Nick.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, it's all right. We've got some more of you coming up, and it's going to be a nice juicy week of episodes as well.
Okay.
Which I like.
I like juicy weeks. Rather than dry ones.
But we always love a bit of juice, don't we?
Yeah. Moist. Dirty old man.
There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Maybe it's rogering or a bit of rumpy pumpy. A bit of, was it, how's your father?
How's your father?
A bit of... hubbida, hubbida.
A-wooga, a-wooga.
A bit of that. Thank you for...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Kill us the time with us.
Yeah, safe.